on God, on reality, on yourself, on the spiritual dilemma itself. And you say, can't be done. That is the real danger. That is the only significant danger. In some cases, people give up, and if mountain climbing is the analogy, they were still at the base of the mountain. The amazing thing, the sad thing, is when people give up and they're one step from the peak. They climb the whole mountain, one more step, and they'll be on the top. And they're so tired out or so not sure where they are that they just look down and they say, I've come so far, I give up, I can't take another step. Not knowing that one more step was all that was needed. That's another reason why this is the real danger. The giving up, the getting complacent is the only real danger. Because you won't always know. In fact, let me say it stronger. You're likely never to know where you are in that process. When you're the one climbing the mountain, it's very difficult to be sure whether you're one step from the top or 50 steps from the top. You're not the best judge. The guy down in the valley with the binoculars can judge better than you how far you are from the summit. Because, you know, you've got the weather going on, you got goggles on, you got two parkas. You're just not in a good position to judge accurately. You're not objective enough. The guy in the valley, he's smoking a cigar, he's got his feet up, he can tell. So a lot of times, my job is simply to say, keep going. Is simply to say, in one form or another, don't give up. Don't get so disappointed that you take yourself out of the game. Because the likelihood is that will happen, and more than once along the way. The likelihood is that your expectations won't be met, because your expectations have nothing to do with the actual truth, with actual reality. Your expectations are just your expectations. Reality is in no way concerned with your expectations. Your expectations are things you made up, or your cultural training, your contact with other people, your education implanted in you. They gave you a certain picture. God is this way, truth means this. But that picture has nothing to do with how God is and what truth looks like. Because God is, and truth doesn't look like any picture that anybody can have of it. If you can have it as a picture, that ain't it. It's the same as looking at a picture of France and saying, I've seen France. No, you haven't. You just looked at a picture of France. That's not France. That's a picture. It's a whole different experience to look at a picture of France and to go to France. So when you say, I think God is like this, you're saying, here's my picture. You're not saying, I've seen God, or I know God. You're saying, here's the picture that I think, if you made a picture, it would look like. So don't confuse yourself.
I've got a situation that I think limits my spiritual growth. And I'd really like to feel like a great guy.
Like a what?
Like a great guy. And I feel like in order for that to be true, I need to do something and accomplish something. And I think that's
Well, there's one thing you need to do. Can you come up here?
Sure.
Good. That's the thing you need to do right now. Hey, welcome to up here.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
I just want them to see you as good as I could see you.